that you're gonna regret.
But if you wanna stay in shape,
well, you better hit that.
Chimwits, Chimwits.
That's right, man.
Welcome to the Chimwits Podcast. I'm Ryan George.
I'm Justin Guild, a.k.a. Chef Sonic.
And we are the Chimwits. So today's another edition of the Cheat Meal, where we talk about anything and everything not fitness related. So we had an interesting chat with a friend that actually gave us the idea for this podcast.
Yeah, he wanted to do a podcast himself on whatever idea it was. And so interesting, he's immediately started talking about money. Oh, I'm going to make money doing this and have this idea. So we talk about the idea, and then he's like, oh, but it almost like it was a career path for him. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah, it's not the first time I've had that type of a conversation with somebody where they immediately get into making money. And I would say my first advice to anybody who's getting into podcasting is don't get into it if you think money is going to be an outcome or a realistic outcome or an outcome that will happen anytime in the near future. Yeah. So anyway, the idea for the podcast is basically, I mean, from our experience, now we've been doing this for about a year and a half, is kind of best practices, or even not best practices, but the right approach to podcasting. Mm-hmm. Like what kind of approach someone should take if they want to start their own podcast. So I just had a few ideas. Again, we're not pros here, but we've been doing this for a while, so I can definitely you're a pro audio engineer, but I'd hold off saying pros for me at least. But basically, like I said, if you're interested in making money, you know, podcasting is probably not for you. And, you know, there are a number of reasons why. But, you know, one is like the beauty of podcasting is there's a low barrier for entry. Anybody can do it. Right? You just need an iPhone, or you don't even need an iPhone. You just need a recorder. And you can podcast. But the ugly part of podcasting is that there's a low barrier of entry.
Yes.
So there's just so many podcasts out there that there's like what's called like a discovery problem. Basically, it's hard to find podcasts because there are just so many. It's hard to find what works or what's good because there are just so many. So for every like good podcast, there are tons of bad ones.
It's interesting. And oftentimes when reading reviews of podcasts, people say that, man, this is the first podcast I've seen in a while that's really hits this subject well. You're always hearing people saying that other podcasts aren't good, but
yeah,
whichever one they like is good.
Yeah, and then the other problem is, even if you're a podcast with a decent following, like there's not much money in it. Like I've looked at the numbers. Like we've been in talks with like different advertisers and things, and even you know you can have 100,000 followers or downloads per episode, and that's still not going to make you enough money to really make a living. So the problem is that you know, there are a lot of podcasts, and even if you get a good following, you're not going to make a living off of it right off the bat.
Yeah.
You know, I think the people that are actually making money in podcasting tend to be either people with a following already. So like if a celebrity starts their own podcast, they have a built-in following. Or somebody who shifts from radio, or if a radio show shifts over to podcast format, they will have a built-in following. Or somebody who's just built from the ground up, where you start a podcast and you build your podcast from the ground up. So for 99.9% of us, if you plan on making money podcasting, that's the route. But if your initial goal is to make money, not going to work.
No.
So, you know, I guess we were just going to talk about some ideas or some thoughts for anyone starting a podcast or thinking about starting a podcast, just things you need to consider, you know, when you're starting. And I think the first thing, the most important thing, is podcast about something you're passionate about.
Yeah, you got to enjoy it. And our friend had it right, because he enjoyed what he was talking about.
Yeah.
You could see it that he enjoyed it. I think he was just a little misguided
with
the whole money and business thing. But yeah, that's definitely important. You got to love what you're talking about.
At the end of the day, you're going to be, and I know a lot, you know, plenty of podcasters, you're going to be doing something that takes a lot of time, takes a lot of effort. And so if you're not passionate about it, it gets old really quickly. And then if there's no goal, or if there's nothing that's making you want to come, you know, go to work every day, I guess, so to speak, then it's going to be boring, become boring really quickly. It's going to become frustrating. So I think
you're going to have to do a little research. You're going to have to read up, and you're going to have to sort of get involved with this topic. So if you're not willing to do that, right? We do fitness, but we still research topics.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's
so
a lot of
work. If you're not willing to do research and learn more about the topic that you're podcasting, don't do it.
Yeah. Now, the second thing is learn to enjoy and embrace the process of podcasting. So that means, like Justin mentioned, the research. That's a big part. And that's actually fun. I found, like, even as somebody who's a fitness professional who's been doing this for 15 years and who loves it, I love that I go and I research stuff and I find out things that I don't know or I didn't know, or relearn things that I'd forgotten. So I think that part of the process is fun, but you really have to embrace it. Also, just recording, and depending on the style of podcast, that will also depend, that will determine, like, you know, some podcasts are heavily edited, others are more free form. So depending on what type of podcast, you know, learn to enjoy what you're doing and how you're doing it and how you communicate that to your fan base or whoever's listening to you. So part of it is, it's going to be something that you're going to be doing regularly, hopefully, and that you're going to spend a lot of time on. So in addition to the content, you know, the process is it's really important that you embrace that, and hopefully you really become engaged and enjoy it.
Well, Ryan, what do you think a podcast is at the end of the day?
It's an internet radio show, right? Now, I know you've got to look.
Kind of. Yeah, it's an internet radio show of sorts.
Okay.
Really, when you go to the bare bones of what it is, it's a form of communication, like a radio show, like a TV show, a book, a movie, a song. You're communicating your idea, whether it's a podcast about, you know, a storytelling podcast, or whether it's one about sports, or, you know, music, or the Game of Thrones, or whatever it is. You're communicating your ideas, or you're discussing something to a listener. And I think that gets lost. So when you're podcasting, you want your podcast, right, here it is, here's the golden information, to be good. No, it sounds simple, but it matters. Mm-hmm. What does that mean, to have a good podcast? Well, and that's the way it's executed, right? The way you speak, not stuttering too much. The audio quality, it doesn't have to be amazing, no, but if something is hard to listen to, it's not going to be enjoyable. Is it enjoyable, right? Is it boring? Is the tempo of your podcast really slow and just never gets to the point? Or is it too fast and it brushes over, you know, it just goes over stuff without really getting to the nitty-gritty of what you're talking about? Are the characters on your podcast, are you or your co-hosts, whatever it is, your guests, are they likable? Do people want to hang out with you and your guests? Right? All of these things add up to a good podcast. Remember, if someone isn't going to enjoy listening to it, if they're not going to learn from it, they're not going to want to listen to it. So really have that in mind. If you want to do some podcast that's, you know, really an inside joke for a couple people, do it. But don't expect a lot of people to like it. Mm-hmm. So really, I find that the quality of the podcast in all of these things really matters.
Yeah. Well, I guess that was a very roundabout way of getting to my next point. And my last real point, I don't think we don't want to get too deep into this for now, but the focus should be on content. So yes. Good content. Now, that's subjective. And as you mentioned, there are a million different kinds of podcasts. I'm a heavy podcast consumer. And I listen to some that are really, really heavily edited, you know, at the level of a high quality TV show. And then some that are just completely free form. They let everything go. Stumbles, stutters, you know, they don't change language. They don't edit. They don't do anything. And both can work depending on who the host is, depending on the content, depending on the length of the podcast. So I think good content is important.
Content is king,
And then also consistency. That's the biggest thing. I think that, you know, if you find a schedule that works, you keep to that schedule. So, for example,
how can your listeners ever get into it if you have a podcast, then you don't have one for another 3 weeks, and then you give them two, right? That seems very odd. People like
now some work with that format, but I think you kind of need a built-in fan base. Or a fan base that will accept it. There's some that don't release for months at a time, but then the content is so strong that they can get away with it. So I think but it's important if you're starting out, that you have the consistency and you have the good content, and again, that you're just passionate about what you do. So I'd say that's about it for our little Jimwits tips on podcasting from our experience.
Listen, if you're gonna do it well. Go for it. Don't half-ass it.
Well,
so if you're gonna do it, go for it. Right. Yeah. Put your all into it, because people are gonna smell that you don't care. If you're doing a podcast and you don't give it all,
people want to believe that comes from being passionate about what you're doing.
Yes.
I think, you know, going all in depends, you know, again, there's a low barrier to entry. So, for example, for me, as a good example, I was going to start my own podcast, but I was going to do it bare bones, you know, do GarageBand on my computer and just kind of make it work. But luckily, with you as a co-host and you happen to be an audio engineer, we've got some more professional equipment. So, I think the key is be passionate and put the work in.
Yep, that's what it always comes down to.
So as usual, you can find all of our information at thejimwits.com, mm-hmm. our social media, contact info, if you have questions or
always write us in. We want to hear from
comments.
You.
All right, well, that's it. I'm Ryan George.
I'm Justin Guild, a.k.a. Chef Sonic.
And we are the Jimwits.